come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Stocks have opened down across the board with President Trump's 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada set to kick in at midnight. The Dow is down 584 points right now. NASDAQ off 376. That's about 2%. Market analyst Eugene Peroni.
The reality is quickly striking the market that this could have significant and perhaps lasting ramifications and impacts on the economy.
President Trump says he spoke to Prime Minister Trudeau this morning. Last night, Mr. Trump said,
"We may have short-term some a little pain, and people understand that, but long-term, the United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world."
He says he and Trudeau are scheduled to speak again this afternoon. CBS's Chris Mavridis reports from Toronto on retaliatory tariffs.
It'll mean trucks made here, like the Chevy Silverado, Toyota Tacoma, and Ford Super Duty, could cost Americans considerably more. Soda and tuna fish could be more expensive, too, now that Canadian aluminum will cost American canners 25% more. A second, larger phase of revenge taxes on Canadian-made stuff will start 3 weeks from now unless Ottawa and the White House figure something out.
President Trump's vowed to use the detention center at Guantanamo Bay to hold thousands of criminal migrants. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The Pentagon says more U.S. troops have arrived at Guantanamo, more than 150 assisting in this latest mission. The Pentagon was readying orders for the deployment of at least 1,000 additional active duty troops for the crackdown on immigration.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Panama, where he witnessed a deportation flight carrying 43 migrants take off for Colombia. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe from Panama City.
We don't normally see American officials observe the return of undocumented immigrants to their home country, but at least once, possibly twice this week, the secretary is going to see this during his trip.
The wreckage of the American flight that collided with an Army helicopter last Wednesday could be pulled out of the Potomac River as soon as today. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
We understand the focus initially this morning will be on removing one of the plane's engines, which should then make it possible to access additional pieces of that airplane.
Remains of 55 of the 67 people killed have been recovered. A new bank rate survey finds nearly half of loan applicants have been rejected over the past year. Analyst Sarah Foster.
Those Americans at the bottom end of the spectrum, low income, lower credit scores, they're the ones who are having the toughest time.
Dow now down 628. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 21-year-old Menards employee in Burlington was fatally struck by a co-worker's vehicle in the store's parking lot last night. It happened as both employees were leaving the closed store. The 20-year-old driver is cooperating with police. The Racine City Council will discuss allocating $2.1 million in funds at an upcoming meeting. That includes a significant grant for the Lincoln King Community Center and improvements to Ohio Street. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. We Energies is holding public hearings for a proposed 128-megawatt methane gas plant in Kenosha County. Listening sessions have been scheduled in Racine County at the Union Grove Village Hall. The project involves using 14 acres east of 144th Avenue. And Racine County has approved funding for a single-lane roundabout at the intersections of Highways K and V. That's an intersection that's seen 54 accidents and 16 injuries over the last 5 years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Turnovers kill the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Memphis out-rebounded Milwaukee, 61-36. But that's just half the story. The Bucks let the game slip away in the fourth quarter. Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I mean, you when you get down the stretch of games, in a close game, you got to take care of the ball. You know, it's important to make sure that we get a shot on every possession if you want to win a game, and we can't have turnovers down the stretch of a game.
Memphis has now beat Milwaukee the last seven times in a row, dating back to January of 2022, and now the Bucks have to play the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. In men's speed skating at the Pettit Ice Center in Milwaukee, Eric Stoltz with a second-place silver medal in the 500-meter. That snapped a streak of 22 wins in competition. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles arrived in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. That's coming up this Sunday night, kickoff at 5:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little patchy fog this morning, then it is going to be mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high right around 38 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30. We could see a little more freezing rain and snow by Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. As the Beatles' career went along, the writing skills of John Lennon and Paul McCartney and their different styles became more apparent. This is obviously a Paul McCartney song.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing Let it be, let it be, let it be. is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits. We'll be right back.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Something important coming up at Memorial Hall next month, is early next month, so I want to make you aware of it. It's the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. It's trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, wellness practitioners, live demonstrations, sustainable living experts. And WRJN will be there too, broadcasting live. It's presented by the Racine County Eye, and it's at Memorial Hall, March 1 and 2, from 10 until 4 each day. Tickets at the door. And if you want the details, go to RacineCountyEyeExpo.com.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com or CVS.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, the station with Chris Morrow. Yeah, our evening guy keeps tunes going well into the evening hours for you. Hold it, that's enough.
Hold it. Listen.
Yeah, that's the Temptations. Can't get next to you on WRJN. WRJN. And the way that Racine consumes local news is about to change. Gonna crank it up a notch. Gonna improve it. And the details coming at 8:30 tomorrow morning with Don Rosen here on WRJN. Let's get up to speed now on local news, etc. What's going on out there with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Burlington Menards employee was killed in a parking lot accident last night. Police say at around 9, a 21-year-old died after being struck by a co-worker's vehicle in the Menards parking lot. Burlington police say both employees were leaving the closed store when the collision occurred. A 20-year-old driver, also an employee, remained on site to assist police. No charges have been issued as investigators work to figure out what happened. There's a lot of allocating set for tomorrow's city council meeting in Racine. A total of $2.1 million is on the agenda. There's a little over $1 million in a grant to be accepted for the Lincoln King Community Center, a modernization effort for the fuel depot, plus just over $100,000 for Ohio Street improvement. The meeting at 6 in City Hall can be seen through the city's Facebook page. You can read all about the spending at RacineCountyEye.com. A proposed natural gas plant in Paris heads to a public hearing. We Energies is holding listening sessions Wednesday as they seek approval for a methane gas plant. At the Union Grove Village Hall Wednesday, We Energies officials will try to inform about the use of 14 acres east of 144th. The Public Service Commission is expected to give an opinion soon on whether the project can proceed. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Overcast and dreary. A few spotty sprinkles and mild temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds are breezy, though, and they'll stay that way tonight and through tomorrow, taking our temperatures down to the teens by early tomorrow morning and only letting them climb to the mid-20s. Plus, we'll have wind chills on top of that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Even as a teenager, I knew that when they sang, "Come on down to my boat," they didn't really mean boat. They meant something else. I just couldn't tell Mom. Here's a medley of all the greatest hit of Every Mother's Son on WRJN.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice, like she wants to come with me, She's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight. We'll be right back.
just turns out that way. All Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The first Earth Day was April of 1970, and in less than a year after that, Marvin Gaye had released this song, Mercy, Mercy Me, parentheses, The Ecology. Here it is on WRJN.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Where you go.
smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on. Take my hand in yours. Walk with me this day.